which is PR 2021-005746, PS 2021-0089, which is a sketch plat that Cartesian Surveys agent for AIM Management Incorporated.
Hello again.
Hello, Ryan. If you want to just give us a brief overview of what you're doing.
Sure. So we are eliminating some existing easements on the lots 1A and 1B of the Fraternal Police Edition here. And so there's no lot line change or anything like that, but because the easements were granted on a plat, we are seeking to eliminate them with a plat as well. And so I guess we await any comments. Thank you.
Okay, great. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. We have no objections to the proposed sketch plat. Southern Parcel has an existing irrigation account. There are public water and sewer mains fronting the property. Those are both available for direct traffic with a routine service connection. Accordingly, we would not require an availability statement on that one. There's existing infrastructure and routine connections are all available. On utility plan, there's a tender sewer cleanout shown on one of the southern lots, just kind of in the middle of nowhere. So if you could figure out what that is and what it's doing there, we'd appreciate it. That's all I have for you. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Code enforcement, please.
Hello, Vince Montagno, Code Enforcement. NRBP is the zoning. It has no minimum lot size. The minimum lot width is 100 feet. Both proposed lots do meet that standard. Just a general note, that subdivision of land must comply with Section 5.4 of the IDO.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Parks, please.
Parks and Recreation, Christopher Sandoval. This development is adjacent to the Bear Canyon Arroyo, which is a master property, and we have an existing trail along that corridor. Parks would like an exhibit which shows the location of the trail in relationship to any walls that you're going to be building on the property to make sure that we have enough maintenance and fall zone clearances. And if not, this may require an easement.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I'll pass it along to the client and we should be able to get you that exhibit. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat. Please note, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay. Yep. Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. We have no objection to the vacation of private access easements shown. This place, however, established shared access between the four tracks so that 2A and 2B are not landlocked. Each lot shall have its own legal access to the right-of-way list, beneficiaries, and maintenance responsibilities. For public facilities, right-of-way dedication is generally requested in lieu of roadway or sidewalk easements, since you are going through platting action. And then I do see some sidewalk widths shown, but if you could just show the sidewalk width at the far north end to make sure that on Jefferson Street, the 6 foot wide sidewalk requirement is met.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So I know the access to that lot 2A is still maintained using the easement 13A, that's that northwest to southeast hatched one in the north there. And then we'll look into maintaining cross lot access to 2B. I'm not certain if our easement 16 fully covers that or not. So we'll look into that. Thank you. I'll be sure to label that sidewalk. Thank you very much.
And this is Maggie Gold of Planning Comments. So again, all of our standard comments, standard plat requirements. As Mr. Montano mentioned, Section 5.4, subdivision of land, and as Sandoval mentioned, major Arroyo standards for the development next to the Bear Arroyo. And then please justify your vacation pursuant to the criteria in 6.6M. And the IDO update reminder is included in your comments.
Much appreciated.
Okay, anything else?
I think that's it from us. Thank you all for the comments and have a pleasant day.
All right, thank you. Okay, item number 18 is PR 2021-005745, PS 2021-00090, sketch plat Hewitt Zollers Agents for MDS Investments LLC. And I see Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So the sketch plat represents a next phase of development out at Mesa del Sol. This area is undeveloped and is south of the new school site and south, immediately south of Montage Unit 6 that you all had a sketch plat that came through several months ago. And that preliminary plat actually is headed to the August 11th meeting for Montage 6. So this piece of ground is about 33 acres, representing approximately 170 single family residential lots. We have introduced both rear loaded and front loaded product. There is a sizable neighborhood park that's part of the development, and then a series of open space to allow connectivity from areas to the north to get to the park over on the east side of the development. We have noticed that we had a street jog in Diving Corn that we have cleaned up and aligned those intersections a little better. So I have your comments, and so many thanks to that, and I'll turn it over to you all to go through.
Okay, great. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello, Scott. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. So we have received the availability statement request number 210728. It's in review. So I think that's the main first step, and we're happy to have that in so we can start taking a look at it. We do require that with this particular project be executed. There is a development agreement in place, R0732. So despite being outside the service area, the development agreement covers the board approval process, and the availability statement that's been requested will set the conditions for service without further board approval. On utility plan, if you haven't done it in that request, I haven't opened it up yet, but if you haven't done it, a utility plan would be helpful with those proposed mains for service. I know you've been working on a reuse in this area, and that's something that will be, you know, similar themes to this areas to the north will carry through on this one with both water, sewer, and reuse. And a general note, as you're aware, when you have an infrastructure list, that will need to reflect the items in the availability statement. We got asked earlier, what's our current, you know, process times we're looking at. We are between 2 and 3 months on an executed availability statement as far as average total turnaround from you seeing it in to us getting back to you executed. That's where we're at currently. So that's all the comments I had. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement, please.
Hello, Vince Montagna, code enforcement. The only comment I had for this area was that it's within the Mesa del Sol master plan. The architectural control committee review would be required.
Okay, thank you. Parks, please.
Parks and Recreation, Christina Sandoval. As stated with previous cases in Mesa del Sol, we do have a park dedication agreement. And there is a requirement for a park, which is shown on your plat. Do you know if this park will be owned and maintained by the neighborhood association, or will this be dedicated to the city?
This park is proposed to be owned and maintained by the neighborhood association.
Okay, in that case, we won't need to meet with real property, but I would like to meet with park management and our design group, just so that you all have the criteria for park development prior to the infrastructure list being created.
Perfect. I can work through you just to set that up.
Myself or Cheryl. I'm just standing in for Cheryl today.
That's kind of what I thought. Thank you.
Yeah. So one of us can help you set that up. And that way, you know, by the time we get to infrastructure list, you know, you have a good sense of what that's actually going to cost.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. An approved grading and drainage plan / report is required prior to plat approval.
Okay. Transportation?
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Traffic study review is in process for the overall area, including this subdivision layout. This shall be completed and approved prior to sign-off. Any recommended improvements shall be included on the infrastructure list. Provide roadway cross sections for the new subdivision that shall match overall master plan requirements. I believe you had mentioned something about Diamond Corn Drive not lining up. That was one of my comments at the Day Kooning intersection.
Yeah.
Meet minimum right-of-way requirements for Gilpin Drive per the DPM. Also, just a little bit more information about lining up with the existing roadway network in terms of showing existing roadway widths and right-of-way widths around the site. Also show property corner radii with some middle on cross sections. Also provide layout at the intersections, including proposed roadway width at the intersections, you know, with the layout that you show all curb radii and traffic control. Follow DPM requirements for minimum curb radii requirements.
Okay, perfect. Could whoever has control of the screen, could you zoom into the plat? I have a question for transportation. So if you will zoom in a little tighter, and I think it's parcel F, it's the parcel below the alley, below the park.
Okay.
So the concept here is for parcel P to be this greenbelt space, and the residents are rear loaded off of the alleys. Each of the adjacent roads on the east and west side have on-street parking. So this is a new concept. I'm not sure that we have this anywhere in town, but it's a concept that exists in other locations. And we would like to introduce that into the community. Do you see any issues with this?
I don't really quite have enough detail on that to, I mean, I think we'll need to discuss it probably outside of the meeting.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
I'll follow up with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And this is Maggie Gould. So for planning comments, we had all the standard planning comments. Site design and sensitive lands, you will need a sensitive lands analysis. You know, again, see section 5.4 for subdivision requirements. And then clarify the development of the proposed linear park to the northeast of the plat along O'Keefe Avenue. So this was shown in the Mesa del Sol master plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so this park should be developed along with the drainage features for this unit of montage. See page 37, figure 2-2 in the Mesa del Sol plan. And then please refer to the attached standard drainage comments for ponds. And then please indicate which lots were required to have the alley access and which were the street frontage lots as noted in the Mesa del Sol framework plan. Both types are shown on the plat, which is fine. I think just some kind of a key. And that's it. Anything else? Hold on a second. Do you, Jolene, are you back in?
Can you hear me?
Yes. So,
okay. I just wanted to give some comments on this one. You can keep doing the meeting, but I'll just keep.
I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me.
There we go. That was much better.
For the future as well. Okay. So Scott, I think this doesn't actually touch the linear park. I think it looked like it did in the beginning, but what we're generally seeing is that these different subdivision units are coming in piecemeal, and we're not seeing the accountability for the, like, how the park system is going to be developed along with the drainage that is using the same space. And I had a quick chat with David Campbell the other day, mentioning this to him, that it would really be nice to see how the whole of this, where all these subdivisions are going in, what is the design, when it's going to get developed, who's going to do it, so that we really get these linear parks created, and whatever advantages for drainage that exist there, that you all are able to take advantage of that. So I'll probably initiate a meeting just to discuss that, but as these come in, expect that we'll be asking how the different pieces of the linear park are actually going to get built and developed.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Scott. That brings us to